This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are trying to sweep this whole Tara Reid story for Joe Biden under the rug. But back in 2017, we documented what a Secret Service agent said about Biden, called him the Harvey Weinstein of D.C. And I will ask anybody, if you see Biden around women, he looks like a fat kid in a candy store. He's an unabashed sexual harasser of women, all women, of all ages. And his behavior with children suggests he's an unapologetic pedophile. The reward of power to be able to get away with such things. I mean, even if, look, I love kids. I really do. But I see other people's kids, but, I let the parents dictate, whatever distance. If a kid, when I took my son to a school, he went to a lot of black kids. In an area in St. Louis, and I was like, look, I'm going to take him to this school because he needs to see some culture and understand black culture. So he goes to this school, and I would drop him off, and these little black kids would run up and, hey, see me, and I'd rub their head like, hey, little guy, what's up there? And to the young ladies, I would, bend over and shake their hands and look, get down at their level and look them in the eyes. I wanted these people to see a good, positive black role model, these young kids. But I wouldn't be hugging them and sniffing their hair and doing the things Biden does. Biden just believes that by default, he can just go up on a kid and do whatever he wants. He does the same thing to women. Look, I don't care how anybody, you can interpret Biden any way you want. These are my views. But I watch this guy. In videos and pictures, Biden openly sexually harasses women. And it's not just women. I think Biden gets pleasure. I said this before. He gets pleasure out of doing this in front of a woman's husband or a little girl's father. Like, I'm so big, you can't say or do anything. I can do whatever I want with your kid. This is the Holly weirdo view of this whole phenomena. What we're seeing with the Coreys, right? The Corey Feldmans and the Corey Haims. The kids, practically any kid in Hollywood that has made it, these child stars, the parents pretty much said to the directors and all them, do what you want. As long as I get this fat check and you have all this power, do whatever you need. I'm not trying to say they all got harassed or sexually abused or whatever, but there's a too big of a proportion for somebody to think that the word, that you don't realize that's how it works. Secret Service guy said, we had to cancel the VP Christmas to get together at the vice president's house because Biden would grope all of our wives and girlfriends' butts. He used a different word. He said he would mess with every single woman or teen. It was horrible. Remember the video where Biden hugs Hillary Clinton on the tarmac and you can see her bending back because he's hugged her so long. I mean, it was awkward to watch. I can't even imagine being a part of it. And so now we get this accuser telling her story about Joe Biden. I don't know if you believe it or not, but I want you to hear her tell her story.
We were in a semi-private place. It wasn't really private. He was at first talking to someone. They went away, and then he said, come here. And then when I gave him the gym bag, it happened all in one motion, almost. And he had me against the wall. And then his hands were down my skirt and up my skirt, and I was wearing, I wasn't wearing tights or anything, and he then, with his hand, went from there and entered me with his hand and as he was trying to kiss me and saying things to me. So when I tell you what happened, it's hard because everything kind of happened at once, but there were incremental parts to it. And, meaning he was trying to kiss me and I was pulling away. And what I remember of that time is feeling really shocked, surprised. There was no real conversation right beforehand. There was no precursor. It just happened. And then when he did that, I was obviously pulling away. And he pulled back and said, you know, come on, man, I heard you liked me. Something to that effect. And that's what kind of jolted me. Like, I was trying to think what I did wrong to bring that on to me. And then he looked angry and irritated with me. And I... That's when I knew it was really... I was in a very difficult position.
Welcome back, everybody. I apologize for the audio on that, but there's nothing we could do. It was a Skype interview. And here's what I just want to hit some highlights of this. This is a woman who is working for Biden. This isn't a Trump supporter. We talked about this before, and I'm bringing it up for a reason. Because Joe Biden should be nowhere near the White House. He should be nowhere near women or children. I mean, if he were not a vice president or a senator, he'd probably be the guy that nobody would ever talk to. The house you avoid in the neighborhood. Anyway, that was Tara Reid telling her story. She's a staffer going to deliver something from Biden. She says it wasn't even in a closed hotel, you know, a room or something like that. It was pretty much just everybody's out of the way and Biden makes his move. Makes his move. And look, I know men in general, but I know leftist men. And nothing about this story is surprising. The Kavanaugh story was unbelievable, certainly in comparison to this. God, I mean, go back and recount the testimony of Blasey Ford talking about going to multiple parties with Kavanaugh, Swetnick talking about going to 10 gangbangs, and on and on. And then hear this lady say, no, I was delivering something to him. He pins me up against the wall, puts his hand on my skirt, sexually abuses me, starts kissing on me, and says, come on, man, or whatever he said, sounds just like Biden. She goes, I was shocked. And then she says a couple things that really get to me. She says, he seemed angry and irritated. You know, because she was so surprised and she wasn't responding the way he expected her to. So he got angry and irritated. And then you could hear her, she at the end, where she's emotional, she says, I knew I was in a difficult position. She's not talking about just what he did to her sexually. She's not talking about her job, probably as a worker on the campaign or a volunteer. She's in a difficult position because she believed in this guy. She believed in him being an honorable person. Her, whatever exuberance she felt for him wasn't sexual. It was her belief system that this was the guy I want to get elected, and he just molested me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking about Joe Biden's sexual abuse past, how it's going to come back to haunt him, how this Tara Reid story, even though it's not getting a lot of traction right now, I predict it will. I predict it already is inside of the Democratic Party. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I would love to see the Secret Service records on suspensions, and here's why. It was alleged by a source that a Secret Service agent once got suspended for a week because of Joe Biden. In 2009, the agent allegedly shoved Biden after he cupped his girlfriend's breast while the couple was taking a photo with him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This isn't the only person who's felt this way. I bet there are many men who have watched their wives get groped or whatever by Biden. I remember this scene where Biden's in a bar, not a bar, but like a restaurant, and he's got some biker chick sitting on his lap. You should see the looks of the other guys looking at him. One of them, I'm going to bet you, is that chick's boyfriend. And here's Biden, you know, on her, just got her on his lap. From me, I'll tell you exactly what I would have said. I would have said, hey, Mr. Vice President, You can do this photo op without having my girl on your lap. Let's just be clear about that. Secret Service, I'd like you to make sure that, you know, let's just get this photo a different way. That's what I would have said. I'm guessing these biker dudes were bigger chumps than I think they should be, because there's no way. You know, oh, what? This 40-something-year-old woman's going to sit on Biden's lap? Why? So he could cuddle her like a baby? It's ridiculous. Take a picture like a normal person. Anyway, they said this. According to a former Bernie supporter turned Trump fanatic and political insider, Cassandra Fairbanks, the situation with the Secret Service agent and Biden got heated enough that others had to step in to prevent the agent from hitting the then vice president. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that you can get away with that and stay in the Secret Service. It had to be pretty bad if it did happen. I have friends in the Secret Service, a couple of them. I don't know that they know all the stories, but I'm going to probably check with them and see if they can verify anything close to that. Biden claims he's a staunch advocate for women's rights, but I'm going to tell you, I don't believe him. Here's a Crystal Ball from the Hill TV, and she's talking about the situation with Tara Reid.
Now, as with so many of these situations, there are no witnesses. It's a classic he said, she said, which makes it, of course, incredibly hard to confirm or deny, and Hill TV has been unable to independently verify her story. That doesn't mean she has no corroboration. Significantly, she did tell several people at the time, and the basic facts surrounding her story, including that she did, in fact, work with Biden at the time, appear to be accurate. But the question and objection I keep hearing raised is this one. Why now? Why come in at the 11th hour when Joe Biden is on the verge of clinching the Democratic nomination? And the question, of course, is meant to undermine the claim and cast it as politically motivated. The more Red Scare conspiracy-minded have taken that even one step further, going full Russian agent on Tara based on a Russia-friendly blog post that she wrote, as if her views on Russia remotely relate to Joe Biden's actions on that day in the 90s, as if it's not far more preposterous to imagine that Tara Reid is some Kremlin agent than that a powerful man committed an egregious act. But the story of why now is actually incredibly telling. It says everything about how our elite institutions routinely cover for powerful men. It says everything about why so many women don't come forward at all. Because according to Tara and according to Ryan Grimm's reporting, Tara has been trying to come forward for months. Tara initially came forward in a limited fashion after Lucy Flores wrote an op-ed claiming that Joe Biden made her deeply uncomfortable at an event when he snipped her hair and kissed the back of her head. And naturally, Tara was attacked and her character smeared, which gave her justifiable pause about sharing the full nature of her allegations. But she did decide to persist anyway and tell her full story, including her allegation of sexual assault. And so she did something very logical. She took it to the organization that was supposed to be set up to assist cases exactly like hers, Time's Up. Now, Time's Up Legal Defense Fund says on their website, this fund helps workers connect with lawyers and bring cases of workplace sexual harassment and related retaliation regardless of industry, rank, or role. But somehow, that blanket statement included an unstated loophole that Tara's claim fell right through. According to Tara, and again according to Ryan's reporting, after initial interest, Time's Up walked away, claiming that taking on a claim against a candidate for office could jeopardize their nonprofit status. An incredibly conservative reading of the law that was contradicted by other lawyers and would mean that Time's Up is effectively giving a free pass to every powerful man who happens to also be a candidate for office. Oh, and there's one more thing that you should probably know. Time's Up's PR is handled by SKD Knickerbocker, which happens to be run by Joe Biden's campaign manager, Anita Dunn. You see, there's a powerful club here in this town, and you're not in it, and neither is Tara. Tara says she tried to get her story out other ways, too. She wrote to Elizabeth Warren's office and Kamala Harris as well. She heard nothing back from Kamala and got a standard form letter back from Warren, two women who, of course, heavily ran on their gender and what their election would represent for women. And then there's the media. Tara wasn't exactly hard to find. After Ryan's article and Katie's interview, I reached out to her separately on Twitter. I heard back within minutes. I'll be honest. I didn't want Rising to be the first on-camera interview for Tara, and I know from speaking with Katie that she didn't want to be the first podcast interview with Tara. Obviously, Katie and I are both seen as friendly to Bernie, which means in the mainstream world that we can't be trusted. I thought Tara deserved a full vetting and a fair hearing from a mainstream outlet. But as I reached out to mainstream folks that I know to see if they were interested in breaking this bombshell story, I heard back crickets. Nothing. No one seemed to want to touch it. Tara says she, too, had tried to get a hearing from mainstream journalists, only to come up empty. Now ask yourself, if a claim like this had been made against Bernie Sanders or even Donald Trump or another media villain like Edward Snowden, do you think that the accuser would have had any trouble getting press? Do you think it would fall to independent and alternative news to break the story if a woman who worked with Bernie in the 90s made a credible claim of sexual assault? Do you think CNN and MSNBC would bury their heads in the sand? Every reporter in this town would be breaking down their door to be the first to tell that story.
That clip opens up a whole other can of worms. The clan I'm thinking of, as I misspeak, is the Bernie Sanders clan. See, because Crystal Ball is a big-time Bernie person, and she's sort of the reason, the indicator for me as to why these Bernie folks are looking at Biden. Bernie's not trying to attack Biden, but his people are going, wait a minute. The women who support Bernie are going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. There's more evidence here against Joe Biden than there is against, than there was ever against Judge Kavanaugh. So, look, Joe Biden is a dirty old man, and these people recognize it. There was people talking about Joe Biden just walking around butt naked and different things. But he positioned himself as a staunch advocate for women, voting for, you know, the 1994 Violence Against Women's Act. He was the chief advocate, he claimed. He touted his role in elevating the seriousness and the pervasiveness of sexual harassment in his September 2005 speech, noting work dating back to 1991 in the Clarence Thomas hearings. And what I'm telling you folks is, these people describe themselves and everything that they claim they want to protect. And Biden is a perfect example.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's increasing the fine for social distance violations from $500 to $1,000. The governor, speaking at his news conference on Monday, also says,
I want local governments to enforce the social distancing rules.
The local governments are charged with enforcement. I want them to enforce them. And I want to be, frankly, more aggressive on the enforcement, because all the anecdotal evidence is people are violating it at a higher rate than before.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will snap back if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized fairly soon. Talking with reporters outside the White House, Kudlow says the U.S. economy came into the crisis very strong. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's an old cowboy saying, if you're going to cuss the boss, you need to saddle your horse. And what they're saying, if I can translate it for you, is if you're going to backstab your boss, you're going to be fired. Get on your horse and get to getting. That's exactly what President Trump has done to yet another traitor in his administration. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. AP reported this, that the president has fired Michael Atkinson. Here's how it reads. President Donald Trump suggested that he fired the inspector general for the intelligence community in retaliation for impeachment. I love how they put that. He's retaliating for something that he didn't, that he has no reason, you know, that never should have happened. That's the way I'm trying. Yeah, he's retaliating for something that shouldn't even be in our lexicon. President Trump never should have been impeached, period. But it's retaliation for something that he didn't do. You get what I'm saying? That's how twisted it is. And you got to think about it, because you're like, well, is it really retaliation? I mean, he did fire the guy because they tried to impeach. Yeah, he fired a guy for being a traitor. That's essentially what it is. He said the official was wrong to provide an anonymous whistleblower to complain to Congress as the law requires, is what AP says. Well, that's stretching the law a bit. President Trump, it reads, called Michael Atkinson a disgrace after informing Congress late last Friday that he intended to fire him. In letters to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, Trump wrote that he had lost confidence in Atkinson, but gave little detail. So he's required, he's got to give 30 days notice to Congress that he's going to fire somebody like Atkinson. Now the good news is, he fired him and then he says, you're gone. You're officially gone. We don't want you around here for 30 days. Draw your check. You get rid of all of his clearances and what have you, and get to getting, buddy. Saddle your horse. They said, a day later, Trump was more blunt, telling reporters at the White House, I thought he did a terrible job, absolutely terrible. The president added, he took a fake report, took it to Congress with an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you. So let's explore what really did happen here. So he gets a, quote, whistleblower complaint. It was not a whistleblower complaint. A whistleblower has to have actual knowledge of somebody committing a wrong, and that wrong has to benefit the person that's committing a wrong. In other words, if President Trump had said, hey, listen, you need to shut down an investigation against my son, or I will withhold these funds from you, this $1 billion that we're promising, and, you know, we're going to make your life miserable, and you're not going to make money. And my son then goes on to make, I don't know, let's just pull a number out of our butts, $83,000 a month. Now, that would be something you would want to take a look at. But when the president says, I'm going to withhold your funds because I don't like the way you're doing business, and we're not going to be funding you so you can continue with, you know, a high level of corruption. That's what leaders do. So anyway, these guys go on to say this. The whistleblower report was not fake, but a detailed complaint written by an anonymous intelligence official who described Trump's pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrat Joe Biden and his son. Atkinson determined the complaint was urgent and credible and therefore was required by law to disclose it to Congress, but he was overruled for weeks by the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire. I think you're beginning to see the picture here. Joseph McGuire, good guy. Michael Atkinson, bad guy. Michael Atkinson said it was a matter of national security. It must be seen immediately for a guy who says when the president makes the declaration that we're not going to give money to a country that is still, you know, embroiled in corruption. And, oh, by the way, some of that corruption involves former members of in the previous administration that Michael Atkinson happened to love. And you say, oh, the AP writes it in a way. I just want you to understand how they're writing this. They're writing this in a way that Donald Trump is the bad guy. How dare he do this? He shouldn't be able to do this. This is outrageous. They say, after a firestorm sparked by media reports of the complaint, it was turned over and made public. A congressional inquiry led to Trump's impeachment by the House in December. The GOP-led Senate, of course, acquitted the president in February, as they should. It never should have gotten to that level. Now, why am I telling you this about Atkinson, another swamp rat who's now been dismissed? That's the reason. Swamp rats are being dismissed. I'm not going to get to it today, but I'm going to go into so much detail around what's going on with John Durham's investigation soon. It's going to heat up again. It's already starting. Brennan, Rosenstein, Clapper, Carlin. You're going to start hearing these names again. I don't know what the timing's going to be. I'm going to predict that the president and his team are looking at Wuhan and how much time that's going to be eaten up in the cycles. They're going to be watching, you know, the language and the polling and what the Democrats try to do to disrupt, how they're going to try to cheat in the next election cycle, what races they're going to be following. But I'm going to tell you something. You have a president who is all over it. He's all over it. And getting rid of Atkinson sent essentially another shot across the bow that we are on to all of you rats, you swamp rats in D.C. We're on to you. Here's what Trump says. They questioned on why Atkinson didn't speak to him about the complaint, though Atkinson's role is to provide independent oversight. They AP has an answer for everything. He's supposed to provide independent oversight. The president says he never came in to see me. He never requested to see me. He says that man is a disgrace to IGs. Now, here's what they go on to say. Atkinson's removal is part of a larger shakeup of the intelligence community under Trump, who has always viewed intelligence professionals with skepticism. His ouster came under immediate fire from Democrats and a handful of Republicans. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican who leads Finance Committee, said that Congress has been crystal clear that written reasons must be given when inspector generals are removed for a lack of confidence. More details are needed from the administration, said Grassley. By the way, there's another trick that's coming up that's being pulled by the Democrats, the leftists, and this includes Comey and maybe, you know, people like Grassley and Collins and others. But it has to do with tracking stimulus money, this whole investigation around the Wuhan virus and how it came to be, etc. There's nothing about this that they're going to try to do on the up and up. This is phase two of how we can figure out how to get rid of Trump, because phase one failed. Phase one has failed. So now Grassley is chiming in. He's pulling a Romney. I need to know more about why he was fired. The president, he can say, I fired him because he is not loyal to my team and the efforts that we want to put forward. He could just say that. Most of the jobs that the roles that are under the president's domain are at his discretion. I don't have to give you a reason for anything. If I want you there, you're there. If I don't, you're gone. Doesn't make him a dictator. But what the president is saying is, I have to move an agenda forward. If you're not going to be part of allowing that agenda to move forward, then I need to jettison you. They go on to say, Senator Collins, a GOP member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said she didn't find Trump's reasoning in his letter to be persuasive. Said Atkinson's removal was not warranted. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, North Carolina, said an inspector general must be allowed to conduct his or her work independent of internal or external pressure. Yeah, he did. He conducted his work with no pressure. And you know what Atkinson came up with? A farce of an investigation. That's what the president is saying. He did. He conducted his work. I didn't put a bit of pressure on him. And you know what he did? He came up with the wrong conclusion. He ended up creating a firestorm of controversy where none should have ever been. And had he been smart, he would have recognized what was going on. They said, Michael Horowitz, Inspector General, said Atkinson was known for here's where you know that a guy is crooked. He was known for his integrity, professionalism, and commitment to the rule of law and independent oversight. Yeah, and he says that included his handling of the whistleblower complaint. As during his daily coronavirus briefing about firing Atkinson, Trump returned his attacks on a Democrat-led impeachment investigation and trial and his defense that his call with the Ukraine president was perfect. And it was. So, look, there's no more to belabor this. The president is right to fire him. I love that he did it, and he did it in a way that creates more controversies, as they like to say, because every time they do this, every time they bring this kind of thing up, it shows you what you're fighting against and how much you have to rally behind this man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How's your homeschooling going? Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't mean what we do here, me training you on how to think differently and make sure that you are in the right frame of mind when you're dealing with these leftists. I'm saying those of you who have children who live in an area where they say you now have to take control of your kids for the remainder of the year. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How are you doing? My youngest son, I have to homeschool him. He's out of school. They said, hey, cancel schools for the rest of the year, so you gotta take care of it. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. I mean, I don't mind. I'd rather enjoy spending time with my youngest son because he's at a great age, a fun age. Great. He's a really good athlete. He's a decent student. Doesn't always like to study, but I challenge him. I was teaching him some things about how the world works in the sense of the electrical and magnetic field of the earth. I said, I want you to just understand that there's molten metal rushing around in a belt around the inner circle of the world. It's flowing. That lava flow is molten metal, and it's creating a magnetic field that you see as the northern lights. And I said, now I want you to tell me what direction is it flowing? Is it flowing clockwise or counterclockwise around the equator? And because I told him about the rule of thumb, the right hand, what do they call it? The right hand ruler, I think is what we call it. And if it's going clockwise and you put your hand that direction, then your thumb is pointing up. If it's counterclockwise, your thumb's pointing down. And he says, well, it must be going counterclockwise because it's headed up. And that's where you have the northern lights. Sorry. So we're talking about that. Then I said, and what about the tides? So I said, you have these polar ice caps. And then you got this big heated ball that's in the center of the earth, and you have these polar ice caps, right? So how is it, that temperature differential, what's that doing? And explain that when you take something like, for example, you open a window and you have warmth in your home and you have cold outside, what direction does the air flow? And I was telling him that it flows in the direction the heat wants to warm up the air. So you get you build your own atmosphere. And in my office, the difference between a regular house and my office, where my office is, if you open the partition, my office is a lot warmer. So you can feel that temperature differential. And I told him, do it. He did it. He was like, whoa. I said, yeah, so it creates its own atmosphere. So anyway, we're having this great discussion about it. And you could tell he was lighting up. He was like, wow. I said, and that's how the jet stream works. And that's how, the tides work. It's all these layers, these things that are going on that you're going, how's that happening? Why is that current going that way? Well, look at the volcanic belt. What do they call it? I forget what they call it, but it's where all the ring of fire, I think is what they call it. I said, follow the ring of fire and you'll see how the water is creating its own current and it's forcing itself. These ocean currents all are being fueled by that. And he thought that was fascinating because it is. And I said, now throw in the moon. You got the moon doing tides. And we looked at the periodic table. I'm just telling you guys, this is how teaching is. So he's telling me about the periodic table. I said, okay, great. So now we got the moon. We got the sun. I said, the earth is, it's boiling inside as hot as the sun. So you got sun, hydrogen being converted to helium. I said, and how much helium gets converted in a sun in a day? What's the percentage of helium that gets converted from oxygen? So we're talking about that, and I said, well, is it the same? How much of the sun is helium converted to oxygen from daytime to nighttime? And this is a trick question. And he goes, and he had the number, of what the helium conversion was, and he thought it was half. And I said, no, the sun's not going down just because you don't see it. He goes, oh, you're right. So we were having fun, is my point. They don't get to do that in class with him. The minute he had a question, we were on the periodic table, and I said, okay, let's talk about alkalines. So let's talk about the strongest acids and the strongest alkali. Let's go look at a video of somebody showing you what happens when you put, say, white phosphorus or one of the strongest alkali base chemicals on something. Watch what happens. Watch what happens with these mega acids eating things up. Then we talked about the show Alien. That show, that thing in Alien where they show acid melting through the metal? That is a real acid in real life. They got that acid, they made it, and that was what they filmed that scene with. And, so we watched that. It's fun. But hey, here's the deal. I'm not his teacher. I pay my taxes. Are you having this much fun with your kids? you guys don't have any kids of age, so I can't ask you, but the people listening to the show, you have kids, grandkids, how are they making out? But here's my question to you. How do you feel about the government saying, yeah, look, we know you pay for these government schools, but we don't care. You're gonna train your kids for the next month, month and a half. They're your responsibility. And you know what they do? Well, the teachers are setting their assignments. I can promise you, the teachers are not setting anywhere close to what I just described for you, what I did with my kid over 2 days. His study of the periodic table, knowing how atomic mass is calculated, why there's one, for every electron, there's a proton. How do you dope an atom, etc. How does things move? We talked about convection, heating, cooling, you name it. I mean, this dude is getting a first-class college-level education in all this stuff. How it all fits together. It's amazing. And I'm not going to make a nickel. In fact, I'm paying to do it. Now, if you can't, I mean, I couldn't afford to have a tutor for him or whatever. Luckily, we're involved in the education system through SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and he's in a program called Duke Tip, and he's in a program that's sponsored through C as well, where he's studying for his SAT, and he's already taken it from the fifth grade, and he'll take it again in the eighth grade, and he'll be at a senior level, and by the time he graduates, he'll be in the 1500s like his brothers, and he will get a full ride wherever he wants to go. That's the goal of it. That's assuming he wants to go. And the reason why I take him through all these iterations is I want to know, what are you interested in? You know, when we talk sports, he loves baseball. You know, when I talk to him about baseball, I don't talk about baseball. I say things like this. When I want to talk physics, I talk baseball. I say, what do you think is the spin rate on that pitcher's curve? Why are his numbers so much better than the other guy? Why is it that Greinke can throw a pitch 85 miles an hour and be a big league pitcher and make millions of dollars, and most guys that can throw 85 can't play, won't even be able to play double A? Why is that? You know? Why is this guy's delivery so different when he comes over the top versus the guy that comes more from the side? What is the, you know, what's making a breaking ball? What's making a curve? What's making a slider? What is the change in a baseball that makes that happen? When you put him in those terms, he's interested in physics. What bat angle do you need to jack the ball? What bat angle are you looking for in order to hit base hits, ground balls, you know, et cetera? He knows all that. He knows that in the big leagues right now, everybody's about that a steeper angle. They want to see the long ball. Back in the day, base hitters, man. And what about the turning of the hip and getting the physics of getting the hip into it and not arming the ball, etc. Big stuff. You training your kids? I'm being honest. Do you think that you're doing better than the education system? I would venture to say that you are. I ask this question, and I'll ask it of you. How long would you be willing to train your child and still pay your taxes? Talking about your school taxes. How long? If they said do it a month, well, I'm doing it a month and a half or whatever it is. And now he was on spring break when this all occurred, but I'm going to do it a month and a half. So whatever that is. Could you go 3 months? If you went longer than 3 months, would you decide, you know what? I think I'm just going to do it. I've had friends of mine say, I think I'm just going to go ahead and homeschool. It's an interesting quandary to me. And maybe it may be a quandary we all have to deal with. Bill Gates says he wants this shut down the last 18 months. Not that anybody gives a crap about what Bill Gates thinks, but that's what he says. Needs to last 18 months. Yeah. Be long enough, Bill, for everybody to what? If it lasts 18 months, how about we do this? How about we just skip the election, make Donald Trump president again for the next 4 years, and leave everything status quo? Since that's what they seem to want, right? I'm just curious, how do you guys feel about educating your own kids and not getting paid? Yeah.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.